This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, are we ready? The penile mic seems to be working. The big masturbation tool mic is working. And yes, the weapon of ass destruction is also working. Tell me when and we'll begin. Yes, you guys are very high functioning. Are we ready? I'm ready. Very ready. Okay, go. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is National Masturbation Month 2009, Memorial Day Edition. That's right. We are concluding our celebration of National Masturbation Month, which is always the month of May, which usually has fundraisers for great causes at Masturbate-a-thons, all of them on the West Coast, so we can't watch. And, of course, we're also blending the themes of Memorial Day and the celebration of mammaries that we like to do on the show for Memorial Day as well. So we got a lot of great tunes, a lot of news, some maybe guests, some angels and demons, and all kinds of people floating around in here. So it should be a really happening show. And we're going to get started with the celebration of Memorial Day part, one of the tunes for that. This track is by The Fugs and is entitled Boobs a Lot.
Do you like boobs a lot? Why do you like boobs a lot? Do you like boobs a lot? Why do you like boobs a lot? Down in the locker room, trust me, boys. Down in the locker room with all that noise. Do you like boobs a lot? Why do you like boobs a lot? Do you wear your jock a lot? Why do you wear your jock a lot? Why do you wear your jock a lot? Do you like your jock a lot? Out on the football field, you never can tell what a heel can do. Do you wear your jock a lot? Do you wear your jock a lot?
not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles?
Has 13 legs, crawls up, and also acts as a conveyor belt. I'm not good at that. So if it's a joke, give me the answer. If it's not a joke, if you know the answer, tell me. If it's a riddle, give me the riddle thing. If you don't know the answer, what is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
What is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it? 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 Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
This is Dr. Greed, and I'm very happy to be at VoltaRadio.com this evening, even though I don't like all of this mockery and humor and talk of masturbation and joking about Memorial Day. And now I'm going to play a very noisy band called Corrosion of Conformity doing their song from Animosity entitled Intervention.
see to see. The world of data just rejoiced to be controlled fully. Deregulations raise the edge of exploitation's bar. Politics replaced with bigger trucks and fancy cars. Just imaginations from the fingers burning lies. Only modern not to lead and captivate the shies. The channel we've been tricked to eat all fridge and black and clear. To what to eat and drink and buy and who to hate and fear. Brought to buy the fairy tale, a capitalistic dream. Gonna sleep with free and blame on the winning team.
Remember this one?
No, Scotty, not that again.
Hey there, Stiz.
Dictor, I'm glad you can make it. What's going on?
Not a hell of a lot. What's on your mind?
Well, Dave, according to my most recent calculations, and factoring in all of the ignorant sycophant cop callers, there are in excess of 1 billion police in this world.
Jesus fuck, that's a lot of pigs.
Don't I know it. So, shouldn't we rally folks against this insidious disease?
Yes, and I propose we start with a name change.
Okay, well, let's drink to it.
To the good, the bad, and the leftover crack!
And to billions of dead cops!
Burn down the malls!
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net. And updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal-worshipping, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the Lord.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Scott, for that recording of the usually used introduction. And now, the only thing that you didn't hear from the introduction is the set list for the first set of tonight's tunes, which were Leftover Crack doing LOC Intro BDC and Baby Punchers. Before Leftover Crack, you heard Citizen Fish doing Clear Channel, Fuck Off. And the Leftover Crack and Citizen Fish tunes are from a split CD that contains both bands, and that is entitled Deadline. Corrosion of Conformity did Intervention from the Animosity CD. Porn Orchard did Why Can't I Touch It from the Buzzcocks covers compilation entitled Something's Gone Wrong Again. Sister Bertha Bangers did Pentecostal Women Look Weird from her Below the Bible Belt CD. The Dickies did Sound of Silence and Banana Splits, and started off with the Fugs from their first album doing Boobs a Lot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month 2009, Memorial Day Edition. Yes, the final celebration on the show for this year's National Masturbation Month, which is, of course, the month of May. And hopefully we'll give you plenty to masturbate about on tonight's show. Got way too much shit, probably more than we'll ever get to. So, and two more sets of tunes. So we'll just do as much as possible. Probably go a little overtime. And then if there's some good tunes that we didn't get to play, we'll just carry it over into the next show, which is not next Sunday night, but in 2 weeks on June the 7th, we are going to do a show called Pedophile Priest Pundits. And we have a very special guest lined up. Yes, Father Pabone. And he's all hard and horny after his recent trip to Notre Dame. So we're going to have a lot of fun once again with Father Pabone. And a person, we don't want to identify the person or their gender just yet, but a person who claims to be Chuck Norris's kinky lover and is a little upset at Mr. Norris's latest ultra ignoramus remarks regarding hate crimes legislation. And also a woman, we're not sure if she's claiming to be Carrie Prejean mother's girlfriend or if she wants to be Carrie Prejean mother's girlfriend. But since there is that side of the mother of Miss California, the little boob-enhanced Taliban wannabe who signed aboard the National Organization for Marriage, which is a threat to the sexual freedom of all adults of all persuasions. We don't know, again, if she claims to be the girlfriend or wants to be, but she is going to be on the next show as well. That's June 7th, Pedophile Priest Pundits. And with the main guest star, Father Pabone. And maybe we'll have his juicy sidekick along too, Janet Marino. She's from a group of fellow fetus worshipers called Silent No More. But as it turned out, when she was discovered in the same hotel room as Father Pabone, which was good because at least he was leaving the little boys alone. And all children should be left alone by these freakazoids. But we discovered that she was scandalizing him for a while, and hence our discovery of the reason why her organization is in fact entitled Silent No More. All of that is to come June 7th at voltaradio.com. Details, of course, at reverendbookburn.com. This show, like all others of the last couple of years, can be expected, if there are no technical difficulties, to be uploaded and available at all times for free at Radio For All, Radio Numeral All, Radio Numeral For All.net. We're okay and not partying too much, honest. RadioForAll.net, thanks to co-producer Pastor Rex Cat. And new goodies at the Reverend's YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn. Okay, we have some birthdays and a funeral So let's get into that. There's a lot of duties to being clergy. So let's see. Today is the birthday of longtime friend and longtime book burner, Leela Walla, whose birthday is today. And so we say happy birthday. There is a solemn moment. Well, we visited there last Sunday, hence the cancellation of the show, and discovered that there was a death in her family, not of one of the humans or dogs or cats, but also a member of the family and somebody who was loved. And it was a he. He was a fish. I don't remember what kind of fish, but he was a fish. He was already dead when I got there. So I can't really tell you much about him. But his name was Mr. Squirrel Bubblesworth. Is that right? Yeah, Mr. Squirrel Bubblesworth. I'm trying to read my own illegible handwriting. And this was another first, actually, because this was the first funeral presided by Reverend Bookburn that was, in fact, a fish. So it was a first. I mean, it wasn't a happy first, but it was a first. But we did do a full ceremony of sorts to honor and acknowledge the passing of Mr. Squirrel Bubblesworth. And that was last Sunday. But this Sunday is Leela Walla's birthday, and happy birthday to her. It's a birthday since the last show. The late Salvador Dali, which was May 11th, and also, I believe, May 11th, the recently passed Natasha Richardson, whom all the articles and write-ups about her fatal accident that did synopses of her career neglect one of her early works and arguably her best, which was her leading role in The Handmaid's Tale. So I want to acknowledge that and say happy birthday and wishes of peace and healing to her loved ones. And May 12th was the birthday of the late and great, extremely funny George Carlin. And he would have been 70-something. He's around the same age as Bill Wyman, the oldest Rolling Stone, well, now ex-Rolling Stone, and a former husband of Mandy Smith, Bill Wyman was. So happy birthday, tribute and honor to the late George Carlin. If you do not have either the CD or video of You Were All Diseased or What Am I Doing in New Jersey, you are depriving yourself of probably his best work in those two releases especially. So happy birthday to birthday people, and farewell to Mr. Squirrel Bubblesworth. Okay, and we invited Dickless Cheney to tonight's show. Hopefully he'll be in tonight as well, but he's supposed to be on next week's show, Pedophile Priest Pundits. And also we're hoping that Miss California shows up, because there's angels and demons swirling around wanting to communicate with her and kind of have like this cosmic tug of war with her. So we'll see if that happens before the end of the show. Let's see. Other news. There is a new issue of Kink Magazine, which should also help you with your masturbation. And if you don't masturbate, It should also help you with your, you should masturbate even if you do have a partner, but it should also enhance your lives together, you and your partner or partners. And that's at kinkmag.com. And it's a brand new issue. The Reverend is not in it, but in the future issues, there's a couple of issues. There are like a couple of issues ahead. And in the next couple of issues, the Reverend has been invited to be a columnist. So keep your eyes open for Kink Magazine. It's also the top link at the newly updated ReverendBookburn.com, updated today. It's the first link where the goodies start, and you can check that out. But again, I'm not in the current issue. I will be in probably the next one. All right. What's happening in this world? Way too much shit. The funniest quote is the one by Jesse Ventura about waterboarding. I guess you know that these raging criminals from the Bush regime are still running free and roaming the streets and not in prison. And Dick LaChaney is actually a regular commentator and pundit himself, defending his war crimes and defending torture. And one of the best quotes of late is from Jesse Ventura, who said, and I can't do the voice, even though he sounds a little bit like Dr. Greed, "You give me a waterboard, Dick Cheney, and 1 hour, and I'll have him confess to the Sharon Tate murders." That's from Jesse Ventura, and that's also on YouTube. Let's see. The Masturbate-a-thon from Portland, Oregon, is covered at the Dark Lady site, the organizer of said fundraiser for good causes, which it always is. And that is at darklady.com. And Carol Queen, I believe, also did events in San Francisco. And that's at her site, sexandculture.org. Well, the Cannes Film Festival in France has been making news. It seems like there's at least one thing that always makes it big news, and that is usually controversy. And this year it was because buffoons sat there and booed the film Antichrist, which tells us one thing. It is very likely to be a very worthwhile fucking film. To get jugheads to boo it at Cannes means there must be something great about it, and probably not the boredom that was The Last Temptation of Christ or some films, you know, that got us all excited, said, oh, the assholes hate it, so it must be great. But it got booed by the lower quadrant of people at Cannes, and therefore is probably good. It's called Antichrist, and we'll pass along information as we hear of it, and we'll probably review that on the show. And of course, that's the biggest brouhaha over a recent film, aside from the new Ron Howard film, Angels and Demons, which has pedophile priest defender Michael Donahue of the Catholic League screaming and messing his pants, which doesn't necessarily mean it's a great film, but it's probably worthwhile because it has Michael Donnie temper tantrums. Okay, what else is in the news? Oh, a really pathetic, totally pathetic website that on the surface looks like it's something that's going to be intelligent and rational. And they write, porn myths. You know, we're going to expose the porn myths. But they're the usual bullshit artists, you know, that porn causes earthquakes and flat tires and violence, and it's mostly traffickers, and it's mostly this, and mostly non-consenting people, and that kind of horseshit. So we're going to look for an alternative to the bullshit artist site that is called Porn Myths. Okay, we'll give these guests a little more time, and then hopefully they'll be back after the second set of tunes. If you want a funny book about Dickless Cheney, you can go to youngdickcheney.com, which I haven't seen it yet, but it looks pretty funny. And happy belated Mother's Day to Okshana, who isn't a mother yet, but is expecting to be, because this young model is carrying the fetus of moral crusader and anti-Semite and drunk driver Mel Gibson. So, of course, we'll have a welcoming of the new kid on the show when he or she is born. Some new goodies you can check out. And I think I have links to these. I don't have links to this. There's going to be a new book in the near future by ACT UP activist Larry Kramer entitled The American People. All of his books are great, so I'm plugging it in advance. He's working on a book that's supposed to be gigantic called The American People. He's written recent articles about gay sex in colonial America and how Jamestown was not only the first American colony, but the first gay community, which is pretty funny. And on that note, at harveywasserman.org or com, Harvey Wasserman's site, you can get a book by Thomas Paine entitled Passions of the Patriots, which talks about their scandalous affairs, the cheaters, the gay sex, and gay pot smoker George Washington. You can get Passions of the Patriots book by Thomas Paine at harveywasserman.com or org. And, oh, one more bit of news, and then we'll play the second set of tunes. Stormy Daniels, the consenting star of many classic adult erotic films, and I won't say friend, because we've had some communication, but not, you know, we don't know each other well, but mostly because of this campaign. In addition to being a great film star, she has decided to run for Senate opposing moral crusading Christian supremacist abstinence only VIP at the late DC Madam's establishment, diaper wearing uber hypocrite Senator David Diaperman Vitter. And we already endorse her in advance and celebrate the fact that Stormy Daniels, who is completely honest and upfront about her life, unlike David Diaper Man Vitter. So we support her, and it's not just that he's a hypocrite, but he's also one of the biggest assholes of the Bushies and teabaggers. Recently speaking at the teabaggers events, proponent of anti-choice legislation and the whole nine yards, in every category, pretty much you can put a check mark by his name in the asshole column. And he is a former recipient of our Asshole of the Week award. Okay. So thank you, Stormy Daniels. Let's get back to the music, because legalizing marijuana and freeing the prisoners of weed is on the front burner again. We're going to play a track, and that's the other thing I wanted to talk about before going into the second set of tunes. In the Netherlands, where they don't imprison people for stupid, idiotic reasons, like perpetrating victimless, nonviolent crimes, or crimes of vice that aren't even fucking crimes, they don't arrest consenting adults of any sexual charges. They don't imprison consenting adults for marijuana charges. And consequently, they focus only on real prisons, on real criminals in their prison systems. And crime, of course, is greatly reduced when you have a humane society, when you have more humane and intelligent and pragmatic people at the top, instead of the assholes that we're used to here. So you have far less crime, far less prisons, and it has come out this week at Radio Netherlands that the Netherlands are going to close 8 prisons due to lack of criminals and inmates. So that's a little spotlight on reality. We know that there's a lot of bullshit being said by former drug czar John Walters, who's an idiot, and or the trafficker crowd, you know, oh, everything went up and everything got worse. But no, it is time to learn and it is time to act. It is time to end the war on drugs. It is, and treat real drug addiction like the medical and social problem that it is. And it is time to legalize the harmless substances like marijuana and hashish. And it is way past time to free the prisoners of weed. We're going to play a track from the bonus CD that comes with the DVD version of the documentary about Amsterdam called Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, which is extremely highly recommended, especially now, to all bookburners, with the encouragement to step up the efforts to push for changing the marijuana laws and freeing the prisoners of weed, and focusing on pedophile priests, torturers, and real criminals. This is George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars doing U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog.
Yo-ho! Doing the doggy style. U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog, nickname Buster. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the trafficker, track him like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award for leading to the cat.
cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do he do a line in the line of booty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. King sense of smell. Tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope. Never a gram or OZ. Kilo too low key. Gotta be tons of P-blow, bells of lumbo. Another dog sniffing one another's tails. He can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks, banking online the dirty money, not stinking. He follow his nose, and as the wind blows, he get a whiff, he take a sniff. Snort, snort there. Here, bang, there, snort, bang, and snorts everywhere. O-Mac Uncle starts a war. C-I-A-I-O. But the war on drugs is hell on a dope dog nose. It smells where the nose goes. When the dough's closed and the dealer wanna hide the dope. In the booty, in the twat. Then it's gotta make the dog sniff the bowel. Foul as they fart in his face. Damn, for a shitty half gram. Nickname bust him. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit. Trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers. Track him like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine control substance retriever. Receiver of the Golden Nose Award.
Out of the toxic waste comes a fox that wastes no time. A genetically improved smell capability. The long and wagging tales of the possibility of clone canine. Conceived under the influence of toxic waste, the doctors, computer bugs, debugging devices, and vice versa, and various viruses. Unintended retirement, no mention, no requirement, no awareness pension for the upkeep, the keeping up of the habit. The system have a habit of making sure you get a habit that can't be kept up with unless you're a dope dog.
An undercover knock with a bark, he took a bite out of crime. Posing as a CNI dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made a coat. Sure as the dope boats float, the media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose, now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out, we're in from the shock of a lifetime. Stopping, we might find faces in prime time. Faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter. On the counter, the drugs, they're not the drugs. They drag it through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
Homemaker Uncle has a bank. Drugs are sure to flow. C-C-I-C-I-A-D-E-A-I-O.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog. The nickname custom, like most dope sniffing dog. Gotta have it, paid to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers. Track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine control substance retriever. Receiver of the Golden Nose Award. For leading to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. He can smell the cargo on the boats and planes and trains and things. He can smell the cargo on boats and planes and trains and things.
To the movies almost every day. There's not a porno film I haven't seen. Linda, Georgina, and Marilyn, all my favorite stars upon the silver screen. I'm leaving my old neighborhood, no longer a non-entity. and your actors are lean. It only takes one of me to fill up your screen. What can they do? I couldn't do better. I'm enclosing a snapshot along with the letter. That's me with Jack, Bob, Howard, and Fred. Song. Sally Stryker Meyer isn't destined for fame. How about Clitoris Leachman or Tallulah Tongue? I've seen every picture, I know every line. Nothing niftier than a boa constrictor within your grasp. The devil in his throne shook me to my bones. But I don't want to be just another piece of ass. I can see it all now. Sally Stryker Meyer starring in So Earth the Road.
now you're walking just like a tempered tar. Well, go ahead now.
This is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so good to be here at VoltaRadio.com tonight and seeing Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and Reverend Bookburn doing their best to facilitate the masturbation or commingling of the Bookburners with their partners on this evening. It's very hot in here, and now it gives me great pleasure to bring on 45 Grave doing 45 Grave.
Where am I? What is this strange place? Excuse me. I miss California. And I seem to be lost. I was leaving Pastor Fred Phelps' room and heading back to the Donald's room. And now I'm in this strange place. And there's the smell of another woman's perfume on my clothes. And my mouth feels funny. What is going on?
Relax, Miss California. We have come here to invite you to come to the dark side. We have brownies, good music, and lots of toys.
No, you must not listen to him. He wants to tempt you to do evil and wicked things. He wants you to be tempted to nosedive on Valerie Vetrano just because she's bragging about that date or rendezvous she had with your mother. Don't listen to him.
Please, Carrie. We only want to free you from your own self-imposed inhibitions and free you to pursue your own desires.
But I already do my desires. I did the Donald, I did Pastor Phelps from God Hates Fags and Westboro Baptist Church and Tim LaHaye from my Christian college and author of the Left and the Behind series. And I want to go back there. They're expecting me.
No, Carrie. This is far too important. We want to introduce you to a special female guest.
No. Don't listen to him, Mrs. California. He does not have your best interest at heart. He just wants you to do bad and wicked things. You are supposed to be pure when you're not with Pastor Phelps or the Donald. You are supposed to be a role model for all those young girls who dream of acting on their impulses and getting surgical enhancement.
Listen to me, Miss California. The only reason you have not acted on your impulses so far is because you have been listening to a lot of stuff shirts who keep their own lives and activities a secret, who refuse to masturbate in public, who refuse to be public about their partners and all of the kink that goes on behind closed doors.
Don't listen to him. None of us do any such thing. All the scandals that you've read about of the last 25 years have been made up stuff by the liberal media. They want you to go off course and not follow our sacred cult.
Oh, I'm so confused. I don't know who to listen to. I want to go back to the Donald's room. He's expecting me. And he said he's going to tip me better than ever. What am I going to do?
All right. We're going to let those three fight it out. And we'll put their microphones back on before the next set of tunes. And it's getting pretty heavy in here. You heard the Prisoners doing Masturbation Machine. 45 Grave did 45 Grave. Red Cross did Puss in Boots. The Cooters did Love to Hate from their Chaos or Bust CD. Before that, you heard the Reverend Book Animation Theme recorded by the great Mr. Scott. From the Let My People Come soundtrack, you heard Linda, Georgina, Marilyn, and me, and started off with George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars doing U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is National Masturbation Month 2009, Memorial Day Edition. And it sure is the Memorial Day Edition with our surgically enhanced guest who is fighting off the forces of temptation. And I guess that's why Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craftist aren't helping with the technical side of the show, since they are feverishly masturbating. Well, we'll kind of voyeuristically eavesdrop on this little holy tug of war that's going on in a bit. It's a funny news. So speaking of battle and conflict, there is now a clash of the titans in conservative and hate media. It's not the dipshits from the Fox network. It is arguably worse, if you can conceive of worse. There is a little tantruming catfight between Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage. Michael Savage, who recently compared himself to Jesus Christ, is upset with Rush Limbaugh for not supporting him in his crusade to lift the ban on his travel to England, where they recently announced that they're going to ban hate groups and hate proponents who are famous, like Nazis, skinheads, some Hamas people that wanted to go there, and Michael Savage. Oh, and he doesn't like being in league with Hamas, but actually, he kind of totally is in league with Hamas and the rest of the list. But he's whining, "I supported Rush Limbaugh during his Oxycontin and Viagra scandals, and he's not supporting me." So, and of course, Rush Limbaugh, now being president, unofficial president of the Republican Party, will not take any nonsense from any of his fellow blowhards. So, a cat fight has ensued, and we are thoroughly entertained. And we will, of course, post funny links and cover that cat fight for as long as it goes at ReverendBookburn.com. Speaking of Mad Men, Michael Vick is released from prison. The torture king of dogs, who used his wealth and success to start a dog fighting ring, is now free to go back to his home for house arrest. You know, save that prison space for some deadhead or some pot smoker. You know, release the king of the dog fights. So he's not going to return to football at this time, but they're trying to negotiate some kind of deal where he'll make some supposedly sincere conciliatory public service announcements on behalf of animal advocacy groups and kind of slither back into professional football. A big thank you to a plethora of rock musicians who performed and appeared at one of the more notorious lockdown prisons, and to let the perpetrators of nonviolent victimless crimes know that they are not forgotten. That is especially cool. A thank you to all of them who did that, including Wayne Kramer, who I believe put the whole thing together. And it also underscores the point that all these assholes who were saying, we're afraid of the Guantanamo prisoners, or just, you know, any stupid bullshit they can think of to be whining teabaggers. These prisons are like the prisons of Syria, and especially the Supermax and the lockdown facilities. And they make it sound like, you know, they're going to, like, you know, one of the Wall Street prisoners country clubs. But anyway, thank you to Wayne Kramer and all the rockers who did the prison performance and appearance, and let them know that they are not forgotten as prisoners with mandatory minimums for nonviolent, victimless crimes. It kind of makes you wonder what the real criminals, or the biggest criminals, the Bush regime people, the war criminals, the torturers, the corporate criminals, the people who fucked the entire nation's economy and environment and system of justice, what they would be like if they ever had to do hard labor. So send us your hard labor fantasies or chain gang fantasies for the Bush regime, should justice ever occur. And we'll put that on a future show. And in the news, speaking of rockers, Green Day, who have a new CD out and are currently on tour, are having a big fight with corporate scum and censorship kings Walmart. So we want to thank them for that. Punks have this hilarious internal argument over whether or not Green Day are still punks or ever were punks. Definitely the argument if they're still punks, because Lord forbid they became big. But it is commendable of Green Day to get into this brawl with Walmart. Walmart would not sell their CD unless they did a kind of an alternate version in which some lyrics and some of the content was toned down. And to their credit, Green Day decided, fuck that, and refused to do it. And so even though Walmart, and this is quite depressing news, became the number one retailer for CDs and music, and that should really change, Green Day said, fuck you, and the CD is still doing well, but Green Day said, fuck this anyway, and consequently, Walmart has now added Green Day to their ever-growing list of censored CDs. Okay, and there's way too much shit to try to cover. We have news about Miss California, who is in this cosmic tug of war between good and evil temptation. And there is a good person in that whole story and that cast of characters who deserves acknowledgement, and she's from the Trump-owned Miss USA pageant, and her name is Shanna Mokler. And when the Donald, in anticipation of his big wet reward, decided to ignore the breach of contract by speaking out and becoming an official representative of a Taliban-type group called the National Organization for Marriage, he decided, I'm going to overlook that and anticipate my award. Besides, she says what a lot of people think anyway, and he probably meant to also say what he thinks. She speaks what he thinks as well. So Shanna Mokler, in protest, resigned from a high-level position of the pageant. So right on to Shanna Mokler, who is the one person with any semblance of integrity in that cast of characters. How are we doing with this battle over there for Temptation?
No, I don't want to muff dive with DJ Cindy and the other side of Lava Zone and Radio Volta Studio.
You know, you have been burning with desire over Volta Radio's hottest DJs, and you know that you want to mutually pleasure each other at the same time and give each other tremendous taste.
Oh, you must not even listen to him for a second or give in to temptation. Desires are bad, thoughts are bad, and the actions are even worse. You must not let him lure you to the private areas of Volta Radio's DJ Cindy. That would be a sin and an abomination.
You know that you are sweating so hard because you are overwhelmed with desire to do it. You are only fighting the desires because of bullshit conditioning. You should act on your desires in the same way you act on them when you're in Donald's room or in Pastor Fred Phelps' room. It is okay to act on your desires.
No, it isn't. Do not listen to him. He just wants you to be bad and join the evil side. Get out of this radio station. Don't talk to Reverend Bookman. Don't talk to any of these people. Just run. Run, Carrie, run.
Oh, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. I wish my mother was here.
Carrie, darling, it's Mother. And it wasn't so bad when I was with Valerie Vetrano. Sure, they made too much of a big deal to do about it on YouTube, but really, it wasn't so bad.
Mama? Is that you?
It's not your mother. Don't listen.
It's me, Carrie. But you know your mother would want you to follow her footsteps and enjoy all of the pleasures that life and the flesh and our species have to offer.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Where's Donald?
Okay. We do have... Donald is not here, but he did want us to play a song for our pageant princess. And so we are going to play it. In fact, it's a song entitled Carrie Ann. And this goes out to Donald too, the cherished, for him, Miss California. This is Communique doing Carrie Ann.
Yeah. Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Well, take a little advice from me. Play around with TNT, but baby, don't fuck around with love. Well, mess around with a hungry bear. Grab a tiger by the hair, but baby, don't fuck around with love. Never toy with emotions lest you enjoy big explosions. Well, when you say the words I love you, just be sure each word is true. And baby, don't fuck around with love.
Take a little advice from me. Play around with TNT, but baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no.
Mess around with the hungry bear. Grab a tiger by its tail, but baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no.
Never stand deep emotion. Bless you, enjoy big explosions. When you say the words I love you, just be sure each word is true. But baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no. Take a little advice from me. Play around with TNT. Mess around with a hungry bear. Grab a tiger by the hair. When you say the words I love you, be sure each word is true. But don't fuck around with love.
No, 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 don't do it.
Take a little advice from me.
Play around.
Play around with TNT.
Look out for that bear.
Around with a hungry bear.
Oh, he'll slap you down.
Grab a tiger by the hand.
When you say,
when you say
I love you,
be sure each word is true.
But don't play around with
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I appreciate Reverend Bookburn having Dickless Cheney on his show next week, or 2 weeks, I'm sorry. Forgive me, boys. Dickless Cheney will be a marvelous guest on the Pedophile Priest Pundit show, and actually, I believe he is a masturbator. I did see him masturbating to some of the torture videos. And I just want to say that he's been doing a darn good job speaking to the media and trying to keep us out of trouble and trying to convince the people of the nation to see things our way. So I want to say happy Masturbation Month, Dickless Cheney, Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, Reverend Bookburn, Mr. Scott, Pastor Rex Cat, and all bookburners out there. And I'm just glad I was able to fly in from Texas to help you all masturbate.
Well, I say, come on, cocksucker Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going down to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Tell the beginning of the broad daylight, we don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair, take off all the rags. We gonna play a little game called tag tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Come on, you poor-ass singers and you big, big slingers. We're going down to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Tell the beginning of the broad daylight, we don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them holes in a rocking chair, take off all their rags. We gonna play a little game called tag tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
At the Rotten
Cocksucker's
Rotten Cocksucker's Ball.
She's a one for me, she's a whistle bait. Whistle bait. Whistle bait. She's a one for me.
I wanna stay the distance. I wanna. This is Dr. Laura Hoa, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups as well. The first runner-up. Oops, the date. Sunday, May 24th, 2009, at voltaradio.com. ReverendBookburn.com and Radio4All.net. Our first runner-up is actually a group of people who were protesting at the commencement ceremonies at Notre Dame University. The fetus fetishists who represent mullahs from the Dark Ages decided to party like it's nine and stroke to Dark Ages torture and witch trials. They have decided to make a spectacle of themselves, even when the president of the university and even most of the students who have been subjected to an entire youth of brainwashing from the cult of pedophilia decided that it was okay for Obama to be the commencement speaker and receive an honorary degree. Still, Father Pabon, Randall Terry, and Father Wesleyan of Lamb of God, and who was the other big nutcase? Oh, Alan Keyes decided great opportunity for publicity, fundraising, and getting the Talibanish forces of hate all excited again. Protesters at Notre Dame, runners up to Asshole of the Week. Next runner up to Asshole of the Week is the people who run Craigslist. The people who run Craigslist decided to yield to pressure and discontinue adult services ads because of the asshole. Where's the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. The people who run Craigslist buckled under pressure to remove adult ads because of some shithead who was now labeled the Craigslist killer. And somebody is out there doing that kind of stupid shit. But to remove all of the ads is beyond extreme and beyond stupid. And since there are killings in the workplace, if we followed that logic, it would be taboo to have any job placement listings in any newspaper or website because of all of the shit that happened at workplaces. Craigslist people, runners up to Asshole of the Week, and another runner every time. Runners up to Asshole of the Week are American Apparel, who unauthorized used Woody Allen's image in a derogatory manner to run billboard ads for their shit products, and then had the arrogance to say, oh, well, he had a bad name anyway. Fortunately, Woody Allen sued and sued successfully. Actually, they settled. It went from like $10 million to $5 million. And that is very good news. And it turned out that the asshole behind the ad was hitting on the journalist who was not hitting on the journalist, hitting on the very young daughter of the journalist who was covering the whole story for independent media. So, American Apparel, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. Any more runner-ups? God. The Anonymous Dog Walker. The Anonymous Dog Walker was seen in this Philadelphia area. He was walking with a woman, and she too was walking a dog, except she wasn't an asshole like he was. He was forcing the dog to continue moving, and the dog could not even pee or shit anywhere. He just had to keep walking while asshole was talking and refusing to let him stop. Oops, fart sounds, please. Thank you. And pulling the dog. This was seen by the Reverend himself, and that got him recognized and acknowledged as another runner-up to Asshole of the Week. This is the third time that tape loop is going around. And let's take one quick scan at this horrible rating and see if there are any other runner-ups. No, that is all of the runner-ups for tonight. So that leaves us with one very special recipient who could actually blow away all of the runner-ups. And that person is the Texas Attorney General. And do we have a name for this? Okay. No, we don't have a name, but Texas Attorney General is proposing legislation, I'm not making this up, that victims of rape should be billed for the rape kit. And if it was to actually happen, it would, which is very possible in Texas. I mean, the governor's an asshole, the attorney general, they're all, most of them are assholes. It would cost anywhere from $1,200 to $1,800. So if the woman is a victim of rape, probably by one of their evangelists or succession militias or priests or the attorney general himself, she not only goes through the horror and trauma of the experience, but subsequently becomes billed for the kit. Texas Attorney General, you are asshole of the week. Okay, now let's kill the fart sounds. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are so high functioning. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, the 2009 version. Toxic Reasons did Mercenary from the Independence CD. The Chubbies did Touch a Touch a Touch Me from the All Punk Band's covers of the Rocky Horror Picture Show music. Before the Chubbies, you heard Collins Kids doing Whistle Bait. The Clovers did Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. The Blenders did Don't Fuck Around with Love. From the band Davey, you heard Deborah and Keith doing a station ID for VoltaRadio.com and the Reverend Is In Show. The Peanut Butter Conspiracy did It's a Happening Thing. And started off with Communique doing Carrie Ann. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been National Masturbation Month 2009, Memorial Day Edition. And we hope we helped you celebrate Memorial Day and Memorial Day and National Masturbation Month. This is our last show of the month. So we will be back in 2 weeks on June 7th for Pedophile Priest Pundits. And you just might get to hear Dickless Cheney on that show, as well as a person who alleges to be Chuck Norris's kinky lover. And we're going to keep the gender and tastes and kink a secret until that show. Father Pabone will be on the show. And a woman who either claims to be or wants to be Carrie Bajon Mother's girlfriend. Okay, but mostly Father Pabone, who will make the show worthwhile. You can trust me. Pedophile Priest Pundits, the next show, June 7th. You can hear this show or turn other people onto this show from tonight, which will be archived in probably a week at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. The YouTube channel, YouTube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, MySpace.com/ReverendBookburn. Email RevBookburn, no period, RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. And thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, Leela Walla, Mr. Scott, Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, Weed Prisoner, Mr. Z, who, even though he's in federal prison in Georgia on weed charges, continues to contribute and brainstorm for this show. And let's see, we'll play a final tune. If I don't fuck it up, I will try. Volta has to, of course, stream nonstop to continue streaming. So there's a Volta playlist. And so if I work it right, I can give you an old show, probably from the trial of George W. Bush. And so that you can hear another show if you want, for you people who are insatiable and can't get enough. And play that show when this one concludes. But for now, let's play a closing tune I'll see you in 2 weeks on June 7th for Pedophile Priest Pundits. We're going to close with a track by the Adverts. And this goes out to the Fox Pravda Teabag Falling Down Network. And it's entitled Television's Over. Good night. We'll be right back.
they say we're back in capital. It fails us now. Come in, let us.
M'a percé le cœur. Vous sur la terre, vous avez des docteurs. Contact. Contact. Il me faut une transfusion de mercure. Par cette blessure. Contact. Contact. Ôtez-moi ma combinaison spatiale. Retirez-moi cette poussière sidérale. Faut à tout prix rejoindre mon amour dans la galaxie. Contact. 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 Contact.
Thank you. Jane will be a communist and Ted will be a queer.
Oh God! Oh God! Please help us if you can!
Ollie North and FEMA can draw up the master plan.
To hear a song describing a girl masturbating in a hotel lobby with a magazine. I had no warning. In fact, all I knew was from the that Prince was the new creative teen idol on the scene and had just received a Grammy Award.
Summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care.
Smile at every ugly, shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk,
go to work.
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 Do your job and do it right. Tonight.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
only 13, and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty young mine. Well, she's looking at me, and I hear she gets loaded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again. Oh, baby. Smother that girl in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again.
She's a teenage baby and she turns me off. I'd like to make her do a nasty on the White House lawn. Gonna smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. And boogie till the cows come home.
Time to go home. Madge is on the phone.
Gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. It's better next time. Thank you so much. You've been brilliant.